Just the week and the lead up that has been this COVID saturated week, to come out and perform like that with young players, it just goes to show that, you know, your preparation, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to perform.
Nah, it doesn't have to. You just have to be tough enough to deal with it, don't you? And you have to get the make a positive out of any situation. And I know that's what Nixie was trying to do during the week. And spending time together in a young side is great fun as well. And it's character building. You get to know each other a bit better. And it's going to hold them in good stead for later on. So I thought it was, you know, a good four-quarter performance tonight. Look, Hawthorn aren't a great side either. We know that. But that was a good win by Adelaide and one that they dearly needed.
It's our Triple M Amy review. Amy, who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Getting a look at the Harvey Norman replay here. Looks like Lockie Murphy is really struggling a bit with that lower leg sort of ankle problem. So Adelaide come away with a win after four losses in a row, Biggles.
First time Adelaide have kicked 100 points since round four. So good to see their scoring capacity back. And they talked about taking on the Dogs at the Triple MCG Saturday night. And then the showdown is after that, all COVID dependent, of course. That game could be in Warrnambool or Broome or all over.
I'd like to think it'd be back in Adelaide, wouldn't it? If the way we're going with the COVID cases, surely we'll open up next week some stage.
And then the Kangas' last game of the year. So with the victory tonight, Adelaide knocking off Hawthorn, that will mean that that game surely won't be the battle for bottom position. Of course, Hawthorn take on the Lions. Was meant to be at Adelaide Oval as well. And then the Pies at Triple MCG and the Tigers at the G. So they've got a tough run home.
It was a big win, Burn, because, you know, when they're challenged and when you haven't won a game for a while, I guess you sort of question yourself, can we actually come back and get it done as the Crows head down to the rooms? We'll be down there for the song soon. But as Tex touched on, full of character.
Yeah, it is. And that's it's a real confidence-building win, that one, because, as I said, coming off four losses in a row and two really poor ones the last 2 weeks, but probably a really good thing to, you know, obviously don't want to be in COVID situation, but to get out of Adelaide and all stay at the same hotel and train together. They got to train on the G, which none of these players would have probably in their entire careers. So just a different look. It gets the group nice and close in a tough time, and the performance tonight showed that.
How silly is it that they out on the ground all the whole time and then come in and put masks on to sing?
Yeah, I know.
Let's go down for the song. Oh, Adelaide running out winners at Marvel by 19 points. 16-6-102 to Hawthorn, 13-5-83. For McDonald's on Ream Hot Water, Triple M at Rocks Footies, the Custard Pie Biggles. It's back for just $1.50 on Macca's Loose Change Menu. Rue, another player you touched on tonight was Schonberg, and he looks to have really slimmed down in his next year of AFL footy, and he looks to be covering so much more ground and getting the footy and using it well. What have you made of his progression?
Oh, it's just going along to plan, really. I mean, it does take a while for midfielders to get the fitness, get the body shape, get the confidence, get the game time. And that's what Adelaide have been able to do the last couple of years, is get game time into kids. So, and they've got to continue to do that. They've got to find more time for Berry to get into the midfield and Pedler soon. Hopefully they'll have Miller back there next year as well, and maybe their top draft pick this year as well will be another midfielder. They want to get game time into him to try and build up that new midfield to take him to finals, hopefully, in a couple of years. So Schonberg at this stage leading the pack.
He has a nice balance, doesn't he, of inside-outside sort of footy, uses the footy pretty well, and done a really good job on Jaeger O'Meara tonight as well, which, you know, he still had the 24 disposals, but didn't really notice him as much as what I've seen him in previous weeks. So can do a role, can play inside, outside, and not tonight, but he has hit the scoreboard in the past as well. So had that running shot, that inside-out banana that went across the face, but, yeah, he's certainly going to be a player of the future.
What about the forward structure? Coming into tonight, we weren't sort of sure how it would function, but you know, three tours, or four if you include Lynch, I suppose. You've got Walker, Fogarty, Himmelberg and Lynch. But what did you make of how the front half of the ground worked?
Yeah, probably the best it's worked all year.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I thought Fogarty was very good early, didn't do as much after that, but wasn't bad. Elliot Himmelberg took 9 marks. That was the most he's done for a very long time, maybe ever, and kicked 2 goals, 1. I thought he was really good. And Tex was great early and you know, didn't have to do much after that. So those three were really good tonight. I think if you were scripting at the start of the year pre-season, you would like to think that it was going to be Walker, Himmelberg and Fogarty, and that's what they got tonight. I think they're the three that they are looking at.
Got Thilthorpe to come back into that side. How does he fit into that mix? Does he play up the ground?
Why did they manage him for 2 weeks as well? What's
he had got a very bad knock in that Essendon game 2 weeks ago in the first quarter. It would have been subbed out, but Duday got subbed out with concussion, so played on with it. So they're just not taking any risks with him, and he's a bit sore and had a reasonable year as well, so don't need to push the young fella too hard.
Where does he fit into the side, though, more so? Is he putting pressure on a Himmelberg? Is he putting pressure on a Lynch? Can he play that Lynch role where he gets up the ground and connector? Or
probably not so much, but whoever's not performing gets pushed out, I suppose.
Yep, so you can't play him as well as the other three tools?
Certainly not if Lynch is in there.
Great response in the final turn there, wasn't it? When you think about halftime last week when West Coast ran over the top of Adelaide, they kicked 4-2 to 3-1 in that final term from 9 fewer inside 50. So Adelaide didn't fall away for a young side when challenged, because Hawthorn threw everything at them, particularly in the third term. Resilient and hung in there and got the victory. That'll be put in the back of their minds, won't it?
Yeah, well, Hawthorn actually hit the front, didn't they, in that third quarter. So they were certainly challenged at different times. And it's good for a young group to win like this on the road. And as we spoke about, they're weak building into this game. So you learn a lot from these and you remember these victories as well. Obviously, the Hawks are coming off a pretty good run, really, the last month. And a good game last week, a really good second half against what was the ladder leaders at the time in Melbourne. So, that wasn't like they're playing. I know Hawthorn are in 17th place or whatever it is, but it's not like they're playing the worst side in the competition. In pretty good form, the Hawks.
What about the role they're able to cut Bruce out of the game? Because Adelaide have been conceding goals to small forwards a lot over the last few weeks. And Bruce and the other one down there, Brockman, they were sort of able to hold them pretty well tonight.
Yeah, they were. Cripps really got a hold of Adelaide last week, didn't he? He kicked 5 goals. I think he was the leading conclusion as well. So, they've had a problem in that area. But Kelly got the job tonight and he did kick 1 goal, I think, that little one out the back where he's able to nudge Kelly under the ball. But you could argue that was nearly a free kick as well. So I thought he played a pretty good game tonight, Kelly.
There's a massive concern, though, for Adelaide. It's so worrying for me, isn't that there's a book club in Adelaide that they're in lockdown. Can you believe this?
Hang on.
They do a book club where players share books in the hub. And there's a member of Duday, O'Brien, Haitley and Co. Can you believe, Rupert, that there is a book club at the Adelaide Footy Club?
It used to be club back in our days.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Best Bets.
I was going to say, Goody Welshie. Goody Welshie and Steve-O, Best Bets or Footy Record was the only books you blokes read.
I read Chopper.
The self-proclaimed nerds have got a book club where they pick a book and share it each week. And
count me out of that.
How do you get that sort of information, Biggles? Are you still mates with them down in the club? You got some intel? You got a mole inside?
No, you can't reveal your sources, Bern. The last time I revealed my sources was when there was a leak at the National Pastor Association.
Because I tell you, you've had a pretty good night. You've been entertaining.
I
just want to take us back to a little moment we had late in the game, and let's have a little listen to Biggles.
Granger Barras, and he stopped a certain goal for the Hawks, and he gets the footy as well and clears it out to Hardwick.
What an impressive tackle from Denver Granger to Rass. He was
No. He didn't get it right, Denver. I think he thought he fixed it the second time, but he got worse.
Little tongue twister.
He got worse.
Denver Granger to Rass.
I don't know. I could have thrown to a few different options. There's the dead fish flapping around on the jetty that had been dead for a week and just started flapping again. What else have we had?
Bro, you know there's fish that kick around when they're dead. Man.
Sometimes you take their heels out, they give a little bit of
So you know. Give me some support
on a week later. I've seen you do a similar thing in the nightclub every now and then too.
What about that time when you ran over the fish in your tinny and then put on the front page of the paper saying it was the greatest
cover? How dare you spread rumours? room.
Roo, what about that?
No, Roo, did
you? It was a metre long.
You ran over it.
It was actually too big, that
guy. And then they're on the front page of the paper. Look at this.
I said to my mate, I said, do you want to get in the paper? I said, we'll send this picture into the paper. Get the Sunday Mail the next day. They've put it in there, but they cut me mate out of it.
And they ran over it. They killed the poor thing.
Oh, it was floating.
Oh, love it. It was Adelaide home. We're standing by to see if we... I think we've got Tex Walker, who won't be all that far away. It was Adelaide home by 19 points. Also, defensively, you touched on Hamill, Burn, I think, at one stage. You sort of liked what he was doing back there?
Yeah, it's good composure from Hamill, I thought, at different stages. There was that one time I was speaking about where he just took the footy. He knew the contact was coming, but just had the composure just to take the footy, knew the tackle was coming, held on to the footy through the tackle, and then late, he was obviously going to get done for holding the ball if he held the footy any longer. Just flicked it out to a teammate towards the boundary, and just this little things like that that you just like in a player when you see him play like that, and certainly got a good future as well. Uses the footy really well, and like the number he wears too, Roo.
Yes. No, he's got good speed and good kicking, can break the lines. Him and Jones back there could develop into very, very good running defenders, I would have thought.
Thought Jones played all right too. Took some really good intercept marks as well. He reads the play pretty well, doesn't he?
And I thought it was McPherson's best game for a fair while as well.
Yeah, very strong. What did Seisman end up having for the night? He started a bit slow, but he sort of seemed to come into it again late.
Yeah, 25 disposals he had, 17 kicks and 381 metres gained, which is probably a little bit lower than what his usual output, but still found plenty of the footy and didn't hit the scoreboard tonight like he has in the past when he plays really well, but he's had a super year as well.
And so is Keysborough. I mean, the story this guy is for your club and what he's been able to do with it himself, I guess, to turn around after losing opportunities. What can you say about Ben Keys?
Oh, look, I can say that it was a good pickup by, Hamish Ogilvie and Just the Read, the list management group. They copped a bit of flack for some of their top draft picks, but they've also plucked a few out, like Riley O'Brien off a rookie list and Keys off the rookie list. Butts off the rookie list. Shoal from pick 60-something. So you got to give them a bit of credit there as well. So he's done very well, Keys. He runs both ways. He tackles and, puts a lot of pressure on. And he's starting to hit the scoreboard as well. Like, we love midfielders that kick goals. He's certainly starting to do that.
I love that, how he does it at both ends. It's awesome. You know what they call that when you do it at both ends?
Oh, no.
Gastro.
I'm just about done. Are we done? Are we off? Is anyone else listening?
I think we better unplug this bloke.
Can we get a live rating? Is anyone actually listening?
That's two clangers in the last quarter.
The three we still had have just gone to bed.
The first one now.
Put the kids away.
Our technicians, Lee, absolutely love. The second one, he's staring at me like, would you go? He's not happy.
So Lee's your audience gauge.
He's about the only one listening, I think.
You're putting them away.
Let's get the Triple MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Going into this round, it was Ollie Wines. He was three votes clear with 27. Sam Walsh, what a player he's been this year, 24. And Marcus Bontempelli with 22. Who had the votes tonight?
Yeah, another good game from Bontempelli. I saw on the stats before too for the Bulldogs. But one vote tonight gave to Dylan Moore. 25 disposals. He kicked one goal too. Probably should have finished a little bit better and finished with two or three goals, but set up a lot and just looked a real live wire up forward for the Hawks and provided plenty going inside 50. And two votes I gave to Harry Schoenberg. I thought he was outstanding tonight. I had the job tonight on Jaeger O'Meara, and although O'Meara had 24 disposals, I just didn't see him break lines like we've seen him. He didn't hit the scoreboard either, which he has over the past few weeks, and I just thought he used the footy well when he got the footy, and his balance of inside and out was really good. But clearly best on ground tonight. Pretty easy decision was Rory Laird. He had 36 disposals. He had 10 clearances, 8 of them centre bounce clearances. Now, to have 8 centre bounce clearances, that's
incredible.
Outstanding to have that. That's almost, record sort of areas. Back when Roo played, he probably had about 12 of them or 15 or something.
Had a good ruckman.
He also kicked two goals. Matty Clark was his ruckman, was he? But he also kicked two goals, Rory Laird. I'll try and get back in focus while Biggles is trying to just pull my game apart here. But 518 metres gained too, 5 tackles. He was outstanding.
There it is, the Triple MVP Award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Crows are behind closed doors at the moment by the look, so no sign of the Texan at the moment. So that just about takes us out around the grounds for RAA and Chua with the locals today. And as Boone said, the Bulldogs home by 20 points over the Demons. They're now top of the ladder, the Western Bulldogs, by that half game in front of the Demons. Other games, it was Brisbane home by 49 over the Suns, the Eagles by 8 points over the Saints, the Kangaroos with another win under their belt by 39 points, and last night Port Adelaide by 28 points over Collingwood. And tonight it was the Crows home by 19 points over the Hawks. Adelaide win at Marvel for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.